Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Back in 1980, 70% of clothing worn by Americans was made by Americans. Today, it's 2%. And the reason is simple. It's cheaper to make things overseas. But that doesn't change the fact that 2% of textile manufacturers have refused to give up on this country. And those companies deserve to be congratulated. I'm talking about companies like American Giant. American Giant controls every link in their supply chain. And that matters because when you buy from American Giant, you create jobs for people in factory towns all across this country. Look, I get it. Nobody wants a lecture. But if you want to see more companies make more things in this country, you got to support the companies who are already doing that very thing. This holiday, check out the clothing at American-Giant.com. Flannels, hoodies, t-shirts, and jeans made to last a lifetime. Support the 2% who are still making it here at American-Giant.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you, and welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. And here alongside Kim St. Ange, Carl Middleman, and Susan Thomas. It is one of those days when the mic light comes on, I'm never quite sure what my voice is going to sound like. I don't know what sound is going to come out of my throat, and I apologize for that. I'm going on 5 days now of something going on with my throat. I don't know if it's a chest cold or a head cold or whatever it is, but my voice is not at its prime right now, and I do apologize for that. We're going to make Kim talk a little more this morning just to kind of balance it out.
You mean to do a dramatic reading or something?
Would that be all right?
Just fill the time, yeah.
Let's read the Constitution.
Oh, that would be great.
Particularly the 14th Amendment, what Kristen Welker was trying to argue, gives people the right to step one foot across the border, drop a baby, and that baby's an American citizen. Because that's not what it says, but she wanted to try to drive that guilt dagger into Donald Trump's heart yesterday in this interview. And it's just, I don't know that he can fix the anchor baby problem by executive action, but it's certainly one of the many things that need to be addressed, including the fact that people can come here on student visas, the visas expire, and they just stay in the country for years. I mean, you have the ability on Microsoft to set alerts. Why can't ICE do that? I don't know. Regardless, we're going to get to our top stories right now. Carl, hit it.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Cheney was behind it, and so was Benny Thompson and everybody on that committee.
We're going to...
For what they did,
yeah.
Honestly, they should go to jail.
There you have it. One of the bites last night with Donald Trump and Kristen Welker from NBC News talking about the J6 committee. Of course, the Democrats are trying to push Biden to issue blanket pardons to anybody who is on that very biased, totally Democrat committee. And I hope Trump goes after him, quite frankly.
We have the biggest healthcare companies looking at it. We have doctors. We're always looking because Obamacare stinks. It's lousy.
Yeah, he's been saying that for a long time. The problem is the Republicans have never had the intestinal fortitude to fix it, right? Because what the Democrats know is that once you give people something, taking any of it away ever causes terrible political problems.
President Biden has issued a full pardon for his son, Hunter. Hunter celebrated his father's decision by celebrating way less than he used to.
To the best of our knowledge. I mean, we don't know that for sure. That's Saturday Night Live, though, that's finally taken up the mantle on making some kind of fun of Biden over the whole pardon issue.
When I say, do I wish someone dead, you know, is that advocating for them to be killed? No, of course.
Yeah, Taylor Lorenz, you know, I went back and listened to Joe Concha's comments on this. Apparently, she does still work for the Washington Post. I was thinking it was the New York Times. And she also does something online, but she's a very young blogger, whatever, who doxed the Libs of TikTok person. And she basically called yesterday for that it's okay to want healthcare executives to die, which is really sick and twisted. And what I didn't have earlier that I do have now are the comments that Concha made on her comments. And I agree with him 100% on this. Listen.
Far left so-called journalists, scare quotes, are celebrating the death of Brian Thompson, a dad, a husband, incredible, including Washington Post columnist Taylor Lorenz, who posted this disgusting piece titled, quote, "Why We Want Insurance Executives Dead." And in New York, a tasteless shooter lookalike contest was held mocking and celebrating the killing. As the search for the suspected gunman continues, United Healthcare has built a fence around its headquarters and blocked off employees.
This corporation has had to put a fence around its building because people like Taylor Lorenz are calling for violence against healthcare executives.
We wondered if maybe Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield reversed its decision to put restrictions on its anesthesia use in light of what happened.
Really?
Because the timing of it was very interesting.
Which is not connected to United Healthcare,
which
right?
is not connected to United Healthcare, but when you look at what happened to Brian Thompson, maybe there's fear. Well, people are clearly very angry with insurance companies, and we don't want to do anything to ruffle feathers.
Here's the thing. They're going to catch this guy. They've got DNA, apparently. They've got pictures of him. Somebody's going to turn him over to the public, and then we'll finally know what his motivation was, but it doesn't matter what it was. He murdered somebody in cold blood on a street in New York City. We don't put up with that in America. We just don't. And there's no excuse for it, and shame on Taylor Lorenz for writing something like that. I just wanted people to know what it was she had put online this weekend, because it really is it is sad that it's come to that, for sure. All right, we do have sort of some breaking news this morning, and I want to welcome Sue Thomas here onto the air. Sue, how are you?
I am well, thank you so much.
Congratulations from the bottom of my heart.
Thank
because
you.
Somebody tied the knot this weekend.
Yeah, that would be me.
Congrats, Sue.
Thank you. Yay. I really appreciate that.
And you did a really good job of keeping it quiet.
I did. I just, it's obviously a personal thing, so yes. I was keeping that to myself.
Yes.
We've been together a long time, so it was a nice, small family service, and it was great. So thank you.
Well, it looked beautiful, and you looked beautiful, and congratulations to you and Michael. That is fantastic for you.
Yeah, it really was great, and we had just family, and so my brother was in town, and his sister was in town. We have a lot of people spread throughout the country, and man, was it nice. It's way more emotional than I realized that it would be. So it was really great.
Yeah, she sent me that picture. See, I'm like, oh, that's fantastic. I said, now can I talk about it now that it's happened? Because I knew it was happening, but obviously respected your wishes to kind of keep everything on the DL there.
It's a little tough when you have this job to keep that sort of thing to ourselves, so that's why I was a little weird about it.
Yeah, I get it. Well, yeah. Congratulations, seriously.
Thank you.
We're very happy for you.
Really appreciate it.
You bet. That's great. Sue Thomas there, congratulations. All right, we'll get to a quick break here as I try to recover.
Dependable traffic on 97.1 FM Talk.
Carl, you scared me to death. We'll get to a quick break here as I try to recover with my voice. And coming up next, we'll talk to Cully Stimson, this whole issue of anchor babies and what the 14th Amendment says. He's a legal expert at Heritage, filling in for Hans von Spakovsky. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
Right after Sue.
You promised to end birthright citizenship on day one. Is that still your plan?
Yeah, absolutely.
The 14th Amendment, though, says that, quote, all persons born in the United States are citizens. Can you get around the 14th Amendment with an executive action?
Well, we're going to have to get a change. We maybe have to go back to the people, but we have to end it. We're the only country that has it.
Through an executive action?
You know, we're the only country that has it. Do you know, if somebody sets a foot, just a foot, one foot, you don't need two, on our land, Congratulations, you are now a citizen of the United States of America. Yes, we're going to end that because it's ridiculous.
Through executive action?
Well, if we can, through executive action. I was going to do it through executive action, but then we had to fix COVID first, to be honest with you. We have to end it.
Yeah, there you have it. The president this weekend with Kristen Welker. And, you know, I think he's right. How easy or difficult is that going to be? That's a question left to the experts for sure. And right now we have Cully Stimson with us, who's a senior legal fellow at Heritage, helping us out this morning with Hans taking a few days off. And Cully, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Sorry, I sound like a frog this morning, but something's going around.
Yep, it's running through my house, too. Fortunately, I have escaped it so far.
Yeah, so let's talk for a moment about this birthright citizenship issue. Is this a 14th Amendment guarantee, or is that being misread by people who are defending it?
Well, there's an active debate in the legal academy about whether you need to go to Congress and get statute or whether you should amend the Constitution. But it is a vibrant debate. Heritage has taken the position a long time ago that we should end birthright citizenship. We have a number of scholarly papers on it. And, you know, Trump is right. I mean, we are the only country that does this. We are the only country that allows people to loosey-goosey not present their ID when they vote. We do a lot of things that other countries don't do. And yet a lot of them on the left are like, oh, we should be more like our European colleagues. Well, they don't have birthright citizenship. They require voter ID. They do things like allow the prosecution to comment on the silence of the accused when he doesn't testify, whereas we prohibit it. So I think he is talking about something that a lot of people agree. How hard it will be tested either through executive action, which will be challenged in court, or the legislative or amendment route.
If you read that, though, doesn't it specifically say that, you know, people who are born here, naturalized, or under the coverage of the law, subject to the laws of the United States, are
right.
Non-citizens subject to the, I mean, is there a question there as to whether or not an illegal is subject to the laws of the United States?
So here's the debate. If you're an illegal alien and you're here in the country and you commit a crime, you're obviously subject to the criminal laws of the United States. When you cross the border illegally, you're subject to the laws of the United States. So those who think that birthright citizenship is baked into the 14th Amendment and can never be challenged point to that. Others say, for example, there's all sorts of carve-outs. So, for example, diplomats. Diplomats come here, they live here, their families live here. You see them in the D.C. area with diplomatic plates. If they get in trouble, they have diplomatic immunity for most instances. And in fact, the understanding under international law is that they do have immunity. And then they just go home and they don't suffer the consequences of the laws of the United States. This is where the debate is. If you come to the United States and your loyalties are with some other country, and you're a citizen of another country, and you have a child the second you land here, are you subject to the laws of the United States? And the debate goes back and forth. We believe that birthright citizenship should end as a policy matter and that the legal arguments are weak on the other side.
Cully, I wanted to switch gears here for a second. We're waiting on a verdict in the Daniel Penny case. And I know on Friday they dropped the second-degree manslaughter charge because the jury couldn't come to a unanimous decision. Is this a good sign for the defense that the jury seems to be at this point deadlocked?
It's actually a really bad sign. And I think it's bad form on the prosecutor and the judge. And, you know, I was a homicide prosecutor and I was a judge. And here, typically in a jury deliberation where you have an upper charge and a lesser included charge, when you're the judge, you tell the jury, look, start with the upper charge. If you can't come to a verdict on that, then deliberate on the lower one. Here, they came back and said, we can't decide on the upper charge. The judge sent them back in to deliberate on the upper charge. And then when the prosecution realized they weren't going to go there, the prosecution pulled a fast one and moved to dismiss it, which means they can't bring it again if there's a mistrial because of a hung jury on the lower charge. So the judge is basically forcing them, as is the prosecutor, to focus all their attention on the criminally negligent homicide, but that's not been the theory of the case the whole time. So I think there's a reversible error here if there's a conviction on the lower charge this week.
Yeah, interesting. So, there's nothing President Trump could do for him, right? Because it's a state charge?
Correct. Yeah. Now, the president has nothing to do with state law charges, nor does his pardon power reach state law convicts. And so, look, I honestly think that there's so many reversible errors already baked into this case. So, for example, the judge in New York, there's a thing called an Allen charge. You don't have that in St. Louis, in Missouri. But all states have a situation where the judge can say, hey, I understand you're deadlocked. Please go back in and see if you can resolve your differences. In New York, it's resolve your differences. I really do think you need to resolve your differences because no other reasonable jury would do it and really come to an agreement. So it's a forcing mechanism. So he did it not once, but twice. Once is allowed under New York law. Twice is frowned upon. So I think that net alone is the grounds for a reversal.
Yeah. I mean, no doubt there would be an appeal, many appeals, if he were convicted. But it sounds like you think he sadly could be convicted on this other charge.
No clue. It's always a possibility. When the jury is focused on one charge and one charge alone, it grabs your attention, right?
Sure.
But there could be a holdout. There could be multiple holdouts. This could be 11-1 for not guilty. Who knows? We don't know. But this shows you it was a failure of a theory of the case because the government's whole bag of wax here, whole ball of wax, whatever the word is, was this was a second-degree manslaughter because it was intentional. But criminally negligent homicide is when somebody's reckless, inattentive, or careless, like if you're using your phone, you're speeding, and you hit somebody when you're driving your car. So it's an absolute defense here under New York law if you weren't acting reckless, if you weren't acting intentive, or if you're acting carefully. Penny was acting carefully to protect other people, and that's an absolute defense. So who knows what the jury is going to do?
Just crazy. Kelly Stimson, we appreciate your time today. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Yeah, I'll direct people to heritage.org. He's where he's one of the senior legal fellows there, along with Hans von Spakovsky. I still can't believe a jury full of people who have to ride that transit system would convict somebody who was trying to defend passengers on the transit system from somebody who threatened to murder them. It's unbelievable. It really is. All right, coming up, we will check in with Nicole Murray, find out what's going on up on Wall Street this morning. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. Just a quick reminder, we do have some tickets to Styx that will be given away this morning and in the next hour. So be sure and stay tuned for that. We'll get that taken care of for you. We're also going to be talking about a little controversy out in the Wentzville School District discussing student privacy issues and how much information should an outside group be able to get regarding your student. So we're going to talk to one of the board members about that coming up at 7:35. But right now, let's get to Nicole Murray. Nicole, happy Monday. How are you?
Will you stop saying happy Monday? It is not a happy day.
I don't sound very happy, but I'm glad to be back. I had to take Friday off because I was more under the weather then than I am now.
It's okay. You sound sultry and sexy.
Well, thank you. A little bit. That's my Barry White. It's my best Barry White voice.
Mark's
going
to
want
to make that into a promo.
Barry White. Sorry about that. Why don't I let you go ahead and take off with business here? How about that?
Sure. All right. Yeah. Save you a few words. Futures are mixed. Friday, the Dow Industrials lost 123, the NASDAQ up 159, and the S&P 500 up 15. Health insurance giant Centene Corporation announced this week that its upcoming Investor Day will now be held virtually following the recent killing of United Healthcare's chief executive. Clayton-based Centene is scheduled to meet with investors as previously determined on December 12th. NVIDIA shares have dropped 2% in pre-market trading after a Chinese regulator said it was investigating the chipmaker over possible violations to the country's anti-monopoly law. The Walt Disney Company's animated film Moana 2 remained at the top of the box office in its second weekend in theaters, bringing in another $52 million, according to studio estimates. That brings its domestic total to $300 million, surpassing the original, and its global tally to a staggering $600 million. Stellantis is recalling more than 300,000 Ram heavy-duty pickup trucks because a faulty part could cause certain braking and tracking systems to fail. Stellantis said regular braking systems are not affected by the defective part and that it's unaware of any related injuries. QVC is recalling more than 1 million pairs of Temptation oven gloves because they failed to provide sufficient heat protection. The Consumer Product Safety Commission said more than 90 burn injuries have been reported. And finally, the work week could drastically change over the next decade. J.P. Morgan's CEO Jamie Dimon says he predicts the work week will shrink to just 3.5 days as artificial intelligence advances.
No.
Yeah, but do our paychecks shrink to 3.5 days? I mean, I think, I almost think this is a generational argument. Right, Kim?
Generational how?
Well, Kim has been in support of the 4-day work week more so than I have. I'm still of the belief that you get more work done when you're there 5 days, 8 hours a day.
Well, and truth be told, if you gave people too much time off, they'd find other ways to do terrible things. 3.5 days, that's... You're only working 3.5 days a week? I don't know. The 4-day week, yeah, I can understand that.
Well, I'm going to play devil's advocate for you for a second. I feel like everyone you talk to, even just with the 4-day work week, is that everyone's always tired. I don't think we were designed to do 40, 50-hour work weeks, still be responsible for everything at the household on top of it. I think you'd be pleasantly surprised.
I can agree. Wow. I can agree with that, but to Mark's point, would our paycheck shrink? And I can't blame companies if they tried to say, well, you're not working the full 40 hours, so I'm not going to pay you as much.
We used to have a 6-day work week up until like 100 years ago.
Well, that sounds terrible.
Yeah. Sometimes 7.
Yeah, I would imagine some type of law that if this does indeed become a thing, I would imagine some type of law gets passed that people's salaries don't get messed with, because if 3.5 work days is considered full time, is considered a full work week, then salaries shouldn't be changed.
I'll be stunned if that ever happens.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Maybe. We'll see what happens.
Nicole, I know you're holding out, hoping that it does actually happen one day. Yeah.
It's got to wait for the old dinosaurs like me to go away, and then maybe they can pull off something like that.
I know, Mark. Stop it.
I know.
Stop being so old. Are you the get off my lawn?
I sound really old this morning. I apologize.
No, like I said, sultry and sexy.
I can sound more like Bill Clinton when my voice is like this. Sorry. Nicole, have a good week.
All right. Feel better.
All right. Yeah, thank you. We'll talk to you Wednesday. Yeah, I don't know. I despite the voice sound like this, I feel fine. I don't know what's causing it. I've tried that dextromethorphan. I've tried Delsin. I've taken everything you can imagine to try to find something that would make this better and clear it up, and nothing has worked. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. I've been mixing in orange juice every day, and it's just lingering.
I really thought it'd be gone by Monday. I'm sorry. I'm trying to focus, but I happened to see a video on X of Dylan Mulvaney in a black bikini with a fur hat on, like the lady in 101 Dalmatians, that kind of hat, dancing in a hot tub that's on a boat to celebrate his 1,000th day of girlhood. Remember that song he came out with?
Oh,
these
yes,
are
I
the
do.
Days. I won't bother you with
I've got that here
Carl's
somewhere, but I refuse to play it.
Well, you know, just celebrate accordingly, because it's his 1,000th, I can't even say that word, 1,000th day of girlhood.
Was he drinking a Bud Light?
Not a Bud That's Light. It question. Looks like champagne, but yes, he is in a black bikini drinking straight from the bottle. I'm gonna scroll up so I can no longer see that video.
I don't ever want to see that picture.
Oh, there's a video, Mark. It's better than a picture.
Now, remind me about Dylan Mulvaney, because this I get so confused. Is he a transgender man or is he a transgender woman?
I think if it's a man, I get confused myself. I'm pretty sure if you're a man and you think you're a woman, you're a trans woman, because the only way I remember that is because they'll say trans women are women and trans women can get pregnant. No, wait.
That
would be opposite.
Yeah.
See, this is the problem.
So
no one can keep track of all of this stuff. So maybe it's that you're a woman and you think you're a man and that's a trans woman. So a trans man, you don't really hear often about trans man. Can someone create a dictionary? Maybe there already is.
I honestly, I'm not being a smart aleck. I get confused by it because number one, primarily what they need is help in a mental health care facility for 30 days or 60 days or maybe longer than that, if they believe that. But in Dylan Mulvaney's case, Did he actually transition? I mean, has he had surgery
and
all that?
I think he had surgery. I'm pretty sure he did. I guess I don't know what specific surgeries he had. By the way, I looked up the definition. A trans woman, here's according to the definitions from Oxford Languages. A person who was registered, whatever that, as registered as male at birth, but who lives and identifies as a woman is a transgender woman.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry. I'm going down a rabbit hole. Here's a question people have asked, I guess, and they have an answer. Can a trans woman get a period? Things you guys wanted to talk about at 6:44 in the morning. Here's the answer. Trans people who go through a natal estrogen-based puberty usually get their first period between 9 and 14 years of age. The more you know.
That doesn't answer the question.
Well, they're just saying that trans women, who again would be a male who thinks he's a, who identifies as a woman, they're claiming that that
cannot
can
get
a period. Well, that's why Tim Walz thinks there needs to be tampons in the men's restroom, right? Because they apparently can get periods.
Wow.
Do men want periods? Seriously. Do we need to go there? Do we need to ask that question?
Well,
ask a woman if she enjoys that. And
speaking of which, I'm not even
going
to
go to commercial break.
Speaking of which, Tim Walz, Governor Walz's, has a daughter, I think, daughter named Hope.
Yep.
Who is warning other women that if they are dating, which I assume Hope dates, they should avoid anybody who listens to Joe Rogan now that Rogan has now endorsed Donald Trump. Go to cut 14, please.
A litmus test for me and my friends for like years now has been if the guy we're talking to follows Joe Rogan on Instagram, they're a red flag and we should probably stop talking to them. And the times when they do follow him on Instagram and we haven't stopped talking to them, which was in the past, obviously, it's never ended well. So, yeah, I just want to say that I stand by that. It's literally never failed us.
Yeah, she's 23 years old. So that's words of wisdom for you there. Has she shaved her head yet?
She has not shaved her head yet, surprisingly.
Refused to participate in extracurricular activities with men.
I don't believe she has. Plenty
she's not
of other
all
women
in.
Have.
She needs
she's,
to go
well,
all
Well, she
in.
Also hasn't fled the country yet. So
yeah, that's true.
This it's a multi-stage process. Some of the women have only done step one, which is shave the head. I think step two is to say they're never going to have sex with men. And step three is you leave the country.
And little do they know that they're helping us achieve a means to an end there. Just removing them from the gene pool. That's a good thing. Coming up, we're going to get to another news with Ethan. Next hour, we'll give away a pair of tickets to see Styx. This August, when it's considerably warmer. We'll be right back.
What's happening?
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
Taylor Swift's record-breaking Eras Tour has cemented her status as a cultural and economic powerhouse in the entertainment industry, and it finally came to its end. It spanned 21 months, 5 continents, and 149 shows. The tour featured 45 songs and 3.5-hour performance that delighted fans with heartfelt music, dazzling costumes, and intimate fan interaction. Swift's achievements extended beyond music, though, during this, with the highest-grossing tour and concert film of all time and the fastest-selling book of 2024. During the tour, she also released a 30-song album, earned a trio of Grammys, and became Time's 2023 Person of the Year, and oh yeah, she became a billionaire.
Is that all?
And oh yeah, prove that she has zero political influence along the
kinda,
way.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
right?
Did you see people were waiting outside the concert venue last night? So she sold out the venue, and then people were, looked by the hundreds or thousands, gathering outside just to be there for the last concert of this
tour.
Wow,
of this tour. Not right. Her last concert.
Right.
That's silly.
No.
And these are also some of the same people that might have paid $5,000 to get a seat, right?
I heard some tickets were going for more than $20,000. It was
ridiculous. And she's not making that money. That's her secondary prices.
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She already made her money, Mark.
I guess.
They said the economic boost to towns from this tour stops, like when they would come to town, was comparable to hosting the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how much she influenced. An Alabama woman has filed an amended lawsuit accusing Jay-Z and Sean P. Diddy Combs of sexually assaulting her in 2000 when she was a teenager. The woman, identified as Jane Doe, claims the two music moguls drugged and raped her at an after party following the MTV Music Awards. She also alleges that there was another celebrity that witnessed the assault.
Oh, my gosh.
A female celebrity.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's the case.
And she won't say who it is.
They're all
claiming that she was attempting to blackmail them, and they turned her down, which is why she's now gone public with this. But she gives very specific details of how this happened. And I don't know, I mean, how they deny that, unless the former limo driver just claims he's never seen her before.
Right.
13 years old at the time.
Yes.
And it's not like this girl, now woman, never filed a report. She did file a report, but Jay-Z was not named in it.
Gave her
and
alcohol.
And now that everything has gone public with P. Diddy, and we know that other celebrities are involved, I think more names are going to be coming down the pipeline.
Some people are in some trouble.
Yeah.
Yep.
Juan Soto has reportedly signed a record-breaking 15-year, $765 million deal with the New York Mets, making it the richest known contract in sports history. The deal, which includes no deferred money, can reach $800 million through escalators and featuring an opt-out clause after 5 years. The Mets can negate the opt-out by increasing Soto's average annual salary from $51 million to $55
million
for the final decade of his contract. Fun fact, 23 current owners bought their teams for less money than what he just made.
That's just stunning.
Wait a minute.
Well, who did he play for last season? Was he with the Dodgers?
He was with the Yankees.
Oh, it's with the Yankees. And okay.
Maybe I'm just ignorant to this, but a 15-year contract?
Yeah, 15 years.
That can't be common.
No.
Well, he's still fairly young. I mean, that's why.
I assume they're just wanting to spread it out, right?
No, but...
But none of it's deferred, so that means they're having to pay him all up per year.
But he went to the World Series last year.
Well, it's true, yeah.
Look at somebody like Pujols. He was how old? And we don't really, I guess, maybe know his real age, but you throw him as a designated hitter, and he can play for years. Whatever. Breakdancer Rachel Gunn, also known as Ray Gunn, has shut down Ray Gunn the Musical ahead of its premiere in Sydney, citing concerns over her brand. What brand? The musical, created by Stephen Broadbridge, was a parody inspired by Gunn's visual performance at the Paris Olympics, where her unconventional kangaroo dance gained fame despite earning no points from the judges. Gunn's lawyers argued that the show could harm her image and prohibit the use of her signature dance move. Broadbridge confirmed the cancellation but teased plans to rework the production with a new storyline.
So nobody thought about this in advance? I mean... It takes a long time to develop us.
No one, zero people will see
it. No one will see it.
This was not on anyone's bingo card.
Well, I've wondered about that stuff, too. You see a billboard, and you're like, wow, that's really stupid or distasteful, and you think how many people had to sign off on that before they printed it and put it up for everyone to see. And I'm thinking, really?
Yeah.
All of you thought this was a good idea?
Ethan, hadn't she retired, she had said before
this? She said
she
retired, yes.
I mean, like her or dislike her and her dance that she did, her breakdancing, she's really capitalized on that overnight fame that she had from it.
Yeah.
So props to her for that.
Yeah. Hey, once again, we should mention while we have 30 seconds here, Sue got married this weekend.
Congratulations, Susan.
Thank you all.
Have you shared those photos, by the way, anywhere?
I'm not going to do it on social media, but I'll send them to the people.
I was just checking. All right.
Congratulations.
Congratulations
to Sue and Michael. Guys. Absolutely. Coming up, we'll give away a pair of tickets to see Styx next August. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.